God has been patient and wonderful and with us. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, I pray that these words that are written here that I am talking are acceptable in your sight. Lord, I pray that they are your words. Allow me to use them as you would want them used. If you don't want them used, Lord, just blot them out. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our captain has been reassigned. Our captain. He's been reassigned. But our commander is still in charge. Amen. Amen. In Joshua, the Lord is speaking to Joshua after the death of Moses, and the Lord told Joshua that the time for him to become leader is now. In Joshua 1:9, the Lord says, it's written, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you always, wherever you go." So here we are. So let's review for a minute here. Just the last 8 years have been a blessing, right? Amen. They have. But what about now? What about now? What about the future of Grace Evangelical Free Church? We've all had that question. We have. We thought about it. It's been going through my mind the last few weeks. But the main thing for me and for us to remember is that we're not in control. We're not. And the only advice that matters is from God's Word. Okay? Okay, we'll come back to that. But first, let's reminisce just a bit. Remember that we were in this same situation 8 years ago? Doesn't seem that long, does it? But it was 8 years ago. Now, some things have changed. There's no doubt about that. And we'll have to pay attention to them. But the question that I have been asked, and I have to admit it comes into my head too and has, is can we survive? Can Grace Evangelical Church in Aledo survive? The best answer that I have heard to this question was from Roger. Thank you. And he said, I might not have the words perfect, so forgive me, but pretty close. Roger said, when asked if we can survive, he said, "We will only survive if we want to." You think? Only if we want to. So my question is to myself and to you, do we want to? Do we want to survive? I believe that your response to that question is, yeah, yes, yeah, we do. We want to survive. You know, next summer it's going to be 40 years birthday for Grace. We want to survive. Why? Why do we want to survive? Do we want to survive because we've been here them 40 years? That's great. You know, probably it's not a realistic reason for being here. But how about my friends are here? Many of my friends are here. Again, that's cool and it's important. But I don't think it's a legitimate reason to move ahead, because if our doors were locked and the lights were turned off, we would find a place to worship. We would find a place to get together, wouldn't we? Makes me sad to think that, but it's true. We would. Now let's think a little bit about personal things here in the church. How about some of these? I love the praise and worship music. That's me. That's great. It is. We love it. And it's praise. But is that a legitimate reason for keeping the doors open by itself? No, probably not. So how about this? The messages from God's Word from the front of this church have been absolutely wonderful, marvelous. We love them. Did they encourage you? Did they encourage your family? Did you accept Jesus here? Did they accept Jesus here? Did you get married here? Did you come forward to this altar and laid it all right up here on that cross? And you left it there. You asked and you said, clean me up. When you returned to your seat, you had the feeling that I am cleaner. I am freer. Have you attended a funeral or a celebration of life here and said goodbye to a spouse, a family member, relative, close friend? Have you felt the movement of the Holy Spirit? Have you felt the movement of the Holy Spirit in this place, in this sanctuary? And you were in awe. Have you been upstairs on the second or third floor and felt a burning desire to say something, something that was not in your notes or something you hadn't even thought about, and then all of a sudden it came out, and when you were done, you wondered, what just happened? Where did that come from? Have you stood up here and told your story, your testimony? I'm not a nice guy. I'm a jerk. I am. But I'm a forgiven jerk. And I know that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, there is nothing that I have done that He will not forgive. Nothing.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Have we heard babies cry? Can't help but smile, can we? Have we had the opportunity to see the kids running and playing and sometimes getting a little bit rowdy, yelling loudly? Have we shed tears? Have we cried together here? Openly? Yeah. Unashamedly? We have. We're family. We can do that. Have we cried for a friend or with a friend? Have we observed the sacrament of communion together here? Do you remember when we were doing life class? Not that long ago, I thought of this. We were here in the sanctuary, and there was a group, I think, here and another group over here. And Gene Hofer was leading that class over there, and it was myself or somebody here. And it was so loud over on Gene's side, we couldn't hear on ours. Remember? Laugh? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was a rowdy bunch, wasn't it? Talk about a hard time concentrating. Yeah. Have we ever stacked the chairs? Duh. Again and again and again and again. And put up tables? Oh, sure we have. Have we played gogaball here? Have we also been interrupted by laughter, running, stamping, sounded like the floor was coming down from the second floor? Yeah, we have. Have we sat on the floor right back there and talked about John 3:16? Or what does the Bible say about dating? I'd like you to answer that question. No. You know that the Bible doesn't say a thing about dating? Remember, guys? It talks about relationships, right? Different time, but yeah. Have you, fill in the blank, have we, fill in the blank? These memories are precious, aren't they? They're cool. They're fun. Love to go back there. You know, I don't know if you guys do this, but I take a picture in my mind, I call it. I call it the grandkids. Ooh, I'm taking a picture of you. Of course, nowadays, the camera's a lot better and probably remembers me. But I do. Take a picture. There again. Next summer, Gracie Free will have their 40th birthday. Okay, now, I reluctantly have to admit that in the coming months, our patience will probably be tested. Listen up. This is what I sincerely believe the Lord God is saying to us here at Gracie Free Church in Aledo, Illinois. I ain't finished with you yet. Probably uses better language than that. I ain't finished with you yet. In fact, I haven't even got a good start. You all, he's saying, you all, be open to the Spirit's leading and hang on. Help each other. Encourage each other. Love each other. Just wait. Encourage. Encourage. We can do that. We can do that. We do that. We can do it some more. Let's check out God's Word and look at some of these encouraging words. In your bulletin, there was an insert there with 1 Thessalonians 5 and verses 11 through 23. And I just had the titles put on there. So you can follow along if you like or go to your Bible, but encouraging. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Build each other up. Point out to someone a quality you appreciate in him or her. Build each other up. 5:12. Honor leaders. Look for ways to cooperate, to help. 5:13. Show leaders respect, great respect. Hold back your next critical comments about those in positions of responsibility. Say thank you to your leaders. 5:13. Live in peace. Search for ways to get along with each other. 5:14. Warn the lazy. Spend some time on this one. Warn the lazy. Encourage someone to join you in a project or join. Get them going. Help. 5:14. Encourage the timid. Encourage those who are timid by reminding them of God's promises. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." 5:14, help the weak. Help those who are weak by loving them and praying for them. 5:14, be patient. Think of a situation that tries your patience. Why does the youth group come to mind? No. Sorry, guys. You know, I love you guys. Think of a situation that tries your patience and plan ahead of time how you can stay calm. Be prepared. Yeah, like Gug Youth Group last week. And guarding your heart, remember? Sure. Boundaries. Resist revenge. Instead of planning to get even with those who mistreat you, do good to them. My mom had a saying. You know, one of those. And her saying was, kill them with kindness. Well, she didn't mean literally kill, slay, whatever, but, you know, you get the idea. And I don't remember how many times I was told that, and the results were... 5:16, be joyful, laugh a lot. We do that. Remember that even in the midst of turmoil, God is in control. I love this one from Proverbs, and I use it a lot. And paraphrasing to me, it says, laughter is good medicine. You know, laughter is good medicine. If you look up what laughter does to your system, it's good medicine. 5:17, pray continuously. Pray continuously. God is always with us. Talk to Him. More about this later. 5:18, give thanks. Make a list of all the gifts, the things that God has given you, us. Giving thanks for each one. A list of all that God has given us, and wow, that'd take a long time and be a long list, wouldn't it? Yeah. 5:19, listen up. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Cooperate. Cooperate. Listen. Cooperate with the Spirit the next time He prompts you to say something. Participate in a meeting. Help out there. 5:20. Do not scoff at prophecies. Well, we don't have any prophecies around here anymore. Oh, yes, we do. Receive God's word from those who speak to you. But when everything is said, check it out. Go to the Bible. Check their words out. Does it agree? Mm-hmm. 5:22. Avoid all kinds of evil. Hey, that boundary thing kind of comes in here again. Avoid situations where you may be drawn into temptation. Avoid them. Stay out of there. 5:23, count on God's constant help, realize that the Christian life is to be lived not in our own strength, but through God's power. Realize that the Christian life is to be lived not in our power, in our strength, but through God's power. We are reminded quite often in the Scriptures, are we not, to wait patiently, but be encouraged, because you know what's going to happen in the end, don't we? Knowing what the outcome will be. In Acts 4:36, for instance, there was Joseph, and the ones that the apostles nicknamed Barnabas. Anybody remember what Barnabas means? Yes, sir. Yeah. It means son of encouragement, the encourager. How would you like to be called the son of encourager? How would you like to be? Be pretty cool. I guess sometimes, do you ever wonder what your nickname would be? Romans 15, verses 4 and 5. Such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us. And the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Wait patiently. Encouragement. Be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for the followers of Christ Jesus. Ooh, wait patiently. How can we wait patiently? In these words from Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul was kind of having a hard time himself right here when he was writing this, wasn't he? I mean, yeah. Hard time doesn't even... He was writing to the church at Thessalonica, and they were being persecuted. Think we got it tough? We don't. We're wimps. Sorry. But we are. First Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as you are doing now. Encourage each other. What are you doing now? Are we encouraging each other? Okay. So, in the 348 hours it took to put this together, something caught my mind, and it was, new challenges bring new opportunities. We've heard that in one way or another probably our whole lives. New challenges bring new opportunities. So remember the video we saw last week? This football player was asked to do, what was he doing? Crawling? Is that what he's doing? I think. Bear crawl? Yeah. Okay. And then he became ready to do that, and then the coach asked another player to get on his back, and the initial player on the bear crawl says, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. Coach encouraged him. The coach told him, you can do that. You can try it. You can do it. With the coach's encouragement, the player said, well, I'll try to go 20 yards. I'll try to go a little ways. I'll try to go 20 yards. Do you think that he actually thought he could do it? The coach, all the way down that field, was encouraging the player, and he didn't go 20 yards, did he? He crossed the goal line. He went all the way with encouragement from the coach. Who's our coach? Yeah. Who's our coach? The coach for us is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God. Who could ask for a better coach? We can't. He's our coach. The Holy Spirit, He's there. He's for us. He's urging us. He's hollering at us. We have to listen. We have to listen. In the coming days, our patience will be tested more than once. But this, again, is what I sincerely believe the Lord is saying to us. Hey, you there at Grace Church, I'm not finished with you. I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm not finished with you yet. In fact, I am just getting started. You haven't seen anything yet. Be faithful to me. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you cannot believe what I can do with you. Amen. Yeah. Jeremiah 29:11. You know this one. You know where I'm going. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So, my challenge, first one, to myself and to you, don't ask. Don't ask and wonder if we will survive. Don't ask and wonder. Don't hope that we will survive. But decide that we will decide that we will be even more than we ever have been. And what will that look like? We don't know. But we'll find out. I think it's right down exciting, I got to tell you. I do. Challenging? Different? Change? Don't know for sure. But one thing I know, I am absolutely sure of, is that we must approach God with prayers and worship and allow Him to speak with us through the Holy Spirit. We have to ask Him. We got to go. We have to ask Him. So here's the plan. We'll have open prayer here every Wednesday night at, I said 6:15 with praise choir, said probably a little later. We'll talk about that. Every Wednesday night here in the sanctuary, there'll be provided prayer topics, but our emphasis will be on and for Gracie Free Church. It will. We're going to pray. We're going to pray hard, and we're going to find out where He wants us. Bring supper with you. Come and go. Stop in after work, after school. Stay for 5 hours. Five hours? 5 minutes or 5 hours? When I was writing these things down, and I just rant and rave, as you know. But anyway, 5 hours, probably not. But you know what I thought? I thought we at Grace Church are here on a Wednesday night, and there's two people come in, and we're not gonna pray together. Well, maybe we'll. I don't. We'll see. But and there's somebody here and over there, and maybe. And we're praying. We are. To ourselves. We'll see. The door opens and here comes two more, three more, four more. In 2 or 3 hours, the church is full. The prayers that are here are up here doing praise and worship. For doing it. Have you heard of revival? Have you heard of Asbury and others and different things? Wouldn't it be something if that's what the Holy Spirit has in store for us? Wow. Think about it. When you come in to pray and you get tired, if you're tired after work, if you're not, don't have good, if you're dirty clothes because you've been working, come in. Come in. The Holy Spirit, when He decides to grab us, He's not going to let go. I'm telling you. Because you know what? We may be tired after these hours, or not hours, but our Holy Spirit, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, He don't get tired. He just doesn't get tired. Every Wednesday at 6:15, we'll be here. And here's what I like about that time, and here's what the praise choir said last week when we were visiting. I asked if it's okay. And last week, during practice, they were singing a song that was just a little... Practice is a practice, you guys. It's, some things are hard. This doesn't just automatically happen. And they were struggling a little bit with the song, and I just had to smile. I loved it. I thought it was great. I'm back here and they're up here. And they said, no, you can't let people come in here and hear us practice. Well, oh, yes, we can, because you know what? 9 out of 10 times, 99 out of a lot, when you come in here and hear them practicing for the next Sunday, I've sat back there, and I'll tell you what, I have been just as blessed for practice as I have been on Sunday morning, and you will be. Who cares if they're not perfect? Who is? I mean, come on. Wednesday night, 6:15. Come on in, walk in, find a place. I can foresee, and help me, and that Prayer of the Martyrs, that book, love it. Yeah, we'll do that. Then I have some other ideas, and Roger does, and Jim does, and we do. Come on in. The second thing that we'll do again is to reestablish small groups that will meet. I put down bi-weekly. I'm going to tell you how we did this, and it's probably not, forgive me, I guess I would say, but I know we ask people if they want to be in a small group. Well, this time we didn't ask. I didn't ask. This is me, so come and get after me. Not Roger or Jim or Chief or any but me. We made up small groups. Okay? Some, you might say, well, we're in a small group, and then my question to you is same as to me. When was the last time you met? We need to get started again. So that end, here's what I'm suggesting, and realizing that, you know, okay, this is not a rule. This is not, do the best you can. Small groups meet regularly, biweekly. You'll have to decide your group. Each group will have to make their own decisions on where, time, when. Go to houses, come here, we'll meet at McDonald's, whatever. But I do prayerfully ask that you consider meet every 2 weeks. We determine the members of this of these groups, and this is what they are. This is in the back. There are a lot of copies back there. Help yourself there. Go grab one. There they are. Okay, so now you're telling me in your mind, boy, you're as pushy. Maybe, maybe not. In Sunday's in life class, I still, but remember, it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about, but the bottom line was this. In deciding who was going to be the 12th disciple again, what did they do? They cast lots. That's what I couldn't think of. Thank you. They cast lots. Okay. So is casting lots picking up something here and throwing it into... Do you know what casting lots was? Was it rolling dice or paper, whatever, or was it drawing straws? In them days, it was praying and knowing that there was divine intervention on what those things determined. We did that. We talked about this. We said, Lord, put everybody where you want us to be. We did. And then we had a method which I won't get into, but it was fair. I mean, we did. We had no clue who was going on which group. We prayed that in this drawing of names, someone would be prompted to be leader to get it going. And I think, like we found in life's class, and boy, if you haven't been coming, come. These guys are perfect. They're wonderful. They talk. We discuss. It's really, really good. It's fun. Someone to kind of say, maybe, hey, why don't you come over to our house? Now, there's not too many on each one, and you could do that. Or let's get together where, and let's talk about. One suggestion that I might make is, When we were doing the men's Bible study with Jim here in the last weeks, when we would first get there, we would address the question of, where are you, have you seen God in your life or seen Him working this week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we'd pray for each other. Maybe. Maybe that's something that you could talk about. And you know, there wasn't any big revolution every week. Sometimes there was, but we could pray for each other, and we did. So, we named the groups. I wish I could blame this one on Patty, but I can't. So, meet Shadrach. He's a red. Meshach, he's yellow. Abednego, he's green. Those are long names for a group, so we call them Shad, Mac, and Abe. Humor me, thank you. They're on the back. Pick them up. Pick up a group. Why them names? Seem kind of weird. But it's not at all, is it? Because remember where them three were? They were in a furnace. Yeah, they were in the fire. Yeah, really. Who was in there with them? Amen. Mm-hmm. So pick up a list. Pick up the listings in the back and get going. Try to get going. Really try. Maybe not every 2 weeks. Maybe your group figured out. One more thing that I would very strongly suggest for everybody that attends church here. Please, please consider becoming a member so that you can be involved in the decisions that we've got coming up. Important stuff. We'd love to have you be part of that. We would also love to have you help us with praise band and some things. We just would. Consider that. If you have a question on that, why, talk to us guys later. And thank you. Okay, so what's next for church, our group? My question again to all of us is, what do we want Gracie Free to look like in the future? Uh-oh, that's not cool. That's not appropriate. Let me rephrase. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what do you want Gracie Free Church in Aledo, Illinois to look like? What do you want us to look like? Guide us. Thank you for what you are doing here, what you have done. In Romans 15, verses 4 and 5, Paul is speaking to a Roman church. And remember, they were having a lot of trouble there. Well, yeah, they were. But they were made up of Jews and Gentiles. Remember that? And they said, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us again. And the Scripture gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. What does that mean for us now, tomorrow, this week, this afternoon? Study. Read Scripture. Hey, join life class. Come and talk about Acts. These guys, they're fun. Oh my goodness. You know that proverb about laughter? We do it. Acknowledge what God has done for us in the past and what He will do for us in the future. Listen to this. The greater the confidence we have about what He will do in the days ahead, the more successful He will allow us to be. Thank you, God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together in closing. Lord God, our Creator, our Forgiver, our Guide, our Leader, Pastor, Captain, Picker, we come to you asking a lot, Lord, we do. That's because we trust your answers, Lord. We trust you, Lord, that we will become closer to you. And we pray and thank you for what you have us to do. Become as your servants here at church. Lord, with all our hearts, we pray that you will bring the right interim pastor here. And ultimately, down the road, in your timing, Lord, that you would bring the right captain, leader, pastor that you have picked out just for us. I ask, Lord, that now today, Lord, that You would light a fire within the soul of me and everyone hearing these words. And with that fire, Lord, we just have to do more. And we have to be wanting more of You and Your Word. And with that fire, Lord, we will come here on Wednesday night and we'll talk to You and we'll be together and with You. Lord God, I pray that You will manage these small groups in a way that is amazing to us as humans. And then we will say, what happened? But we know what happened, Lord. You happened. These are requests, Lord. And so many other things that we have in our hearts, we bring to You. And we pray and we ask them in the name of Jesus. Amen.